18th, 1973. This is an interview with Mrs. Romano and Marino. It concerns driving cattle from Mexico to San Antonio on account of early Beeville, both mention of Pancho Villa, and an account of Mrs. Marino's early life. Interviewer, Steve Norman. By telling us something about bringing cattle from Mexico.
I have to say the same thing again. My father used to live in Mexico, but his bring the cattle from Mexico, his job was, I don't know what kind of job, but then he got this job. And they used to bring this cattle from Mexico to San Antonio. And that was the job for one. But then, they had some relatives in here in Beeville. And this cousin of his, he said they had worked here in these fields. And why did he stay here instead of just traveling? Time to go, so my father just decided to stay. And in 1897, my father got married, and he stayed working in the fields and in this cattle business. And then, I don't know exactly what happened, because I born. I was very poor. My mother died. But then my father didn't have this job anymore. So he still has this. In that time, the people traveling in wagons and horses. Coming to those places.
Yes, so what was your father's name?
Felipe Avalos.
Okay, and. Do you know about how long he worked bringing cattle from Mexico?
Oh, I think a long time, because when he moved here, they just hadn't married him yet. He was a single man.
I see. What was the transportation like back in those days?
Just driving in the, they have a wagon, so they have this food and have a man. You know, they stop in places and there's a night over there, not in the morning, get up, and this man make the food. So they drive it again. And there's no transportation right now. They have trucks and things like that, just doing it all night. You know, in the hard work.
So people worked real hard back then?
Oh, like that, yes. It's hard.
How far could you, say, travel in one day?
It's traveling, so they got when coming in from Mexico. He said it's, they had a place, I don't remember the name, because He talked to me about this when he was sitting, you know, resting, and he said he was waiting for like this food, and then the night, but he said a little town there where they stop all the time and wait the next morning. But he said there was not too far what the cattle walked, they had to take care sometimes. They got scared and they have to go bring it back together and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's just things that it's just stuck in, because I was little girl, sometimes I ask him this and I ask him that, you know, I have children. And he says this is the way. And I said, husband, don't you afraid to go on this road with all the no. It's the last of men's morning with me. The air was good path.
Do they have any trouble about bandits or?
No, that time didn't have any bandits, I don't think, because he never talked about them, people coming and doing bad things, anything like that. But he says that he's just traveling and all about his friend. And at that time, they know this relative, they live here. So one time he stopped here to see these people when he come from San Antonio. And he says he stopped here and they regret seeing that. What are you doing now? Felipe said, what's that over the cattle? I said, why don't you stay here? This man is a rich man and has the same work. Not exactly, but he has his men that send the cattle, you know. And you can stay here and work here with us. So my father decided to stay and then go back to Mexico.
That's here in Beeville, what you were talking about, staying here?
Well, I think it talks so much about La Rosita. It was, I think it was on this side of this. But the name was La Rosita. But then these people, they didn't live there. They were stopped there because they had an old friend. And find these people, he's in there just visiting. And they said, well, I go, and then he stays there that night. And when these people come to Buddha, they just come and stay with him. This man, the next day they went to see the man, and the man said, let him stay, we had a job for him. So he stays there. And we live in Buddha all of the time.
Did your father ever tell you anything about cooking on these trips that he made? What kind of food did they eat?
Well, they make some bread. They have those big skillets. He said they make some fire, and then just place that dough, put it in the...
Those big skillets.
Very big skillets. And then he said they just measure what they're going to carve, and they put all that in that meat, and then put that fire on top and on the bottom. Is it the best food, the best bread? They have everything in this, when they come, you know, because they put everything in that big wagon when they have this food. They have more food and everything that was good. And that bread tastes awful good. And he said, well, you know, the bread tastes so good because we're hungry. In the horses.
And how long would they work every day?
Well, he says they work they get up at 5 o'clock and then they go to in the morning. By the time come up and the sun come up, it's already working. And then when the sun go down, they just stop working. Then he have hours they just work as slaves. Mm-hmm. There was slaves then.
Slaves. And about what year did your father come to Beeville?
What did come?
When did your father come to Beeville?
Well, I don't know because I born eight. My father wasn't married at that time. Was single man. But it's he didn't get married right away. Just later when find my mother, they just got married. But I born in 1897. And that's when my father, but he was married before that because I was the youngest in the family.
After your father worked in this transporting cattle up to San Antonio, what did he do then? What did he, what was his work after that?
Well, my father just come from, not to rich people, you know, but my father, he said that my grandfather has a plantation for something, I don't know, maybe not my one, but he said some tobacco plantation sometime. And he works there, you know, but then he grow up and then he says he don't like that.
He says that used to work in that tobacco plantation, but then he said he has this another cousin that lives over there with him, because this cousin he raised together, you know, because his father, this boy, died. And over there just have this, when this man died, and the father was, and they have some uncles or cousins, this lady give this boy to this, to the people who has men to raise this boy, you know, to teach him how to work. And so they give him this boy, so they raise together. Sometimes I was talking about this plantation, said, I don't like this thing to work. The other boy said, I don't, I'm going to leave, I'm going. But I said, well, you tell my father, you tell my mother, you tell my father, because he's been raising you. And they're going to believe that you don't appreciate this all this time with us. So I said, I talked to my aunts. So my father said, he talked to my, he said, and I said, Mama, Steve wanted to talk to you. But you want me to talk to your uncle because he's a man in the house. No, I said, you know, I don't want to stay here. I want to go away from here. Well, what, you don't have a job to do, what are you going to do? Well, I want to see if I can find something different from like the working fields.
This is your father and you're talking about?
This is my father.
Yeah.
And then this boy just go. And he gave him all his, said all his clothes and said he was sorry for him. But he said, well, you already gave me instruction how to leave when I was little. Now, but I want to go see what this world means. Well, they let it go because they want to know this. And this boy's mother was, she died, you know. So I said, but I thought you can stay with us. I said, no, no, no. So they leave the house. And then my father just stayed by us. I said, if you go, I said, Mama, I'll go with Steve because what's he going to do by himself? I said, well, you leave him alone. So anyway, he said, he just worried about Steve and worried about Steve. And the mom said, well, you go and see if they have the, and then they're going to have this wall or something. I said, Mama, I guess I better leave before this wall come. And then they're going to come and kill me. And because, you know, in Mexico, they have a, people have some stores and have money. They just come and these bandits over there, they want this money, and they come and knock the door and say, listen, I want, if they don't, people's rich. He said, I want this much money. So they have to give it to, and then he said, and I don't kill you. But anyway, this just gave them money and then they kill these people. So, and my grandmother said, well, if you want to leave right now, because is it going to be worse? It's going to find you, they're going to kill you, and I don't want you to get killed from this bandit. So my father just kind of closed the door and stayed.
Do you know approximately when this was, when these bandits were coming? Do you know when this happened?
Oh, yeah, that was before the, because they have a war over there, they kill people, they have money. They,
this is in Mexico?
In Mexico City. That's part of Mexico City.
And then what happened to your father?
My father just said, come, said the doctor's name, they put these people across in this board. He said, come and trying to find Steve. So finally, he found Steve.
Who's Steve? What's his last name?
That's my father, cousin, they raised together, you see. This lady gave it to my father's father. You know this, you understand that?
Yes.
So I say, they give this boys when the lady was widow and had a boy in the family, they give it away. They give it to somebody, a man in the house, or they just taking care of this man, this boy, so that they just...
It's kind of like an apprenticeship, then.
Yes.
You go with the man, and then he teaches you for a while.
Yes. But they just said, you keep this boy, because I'm lady, and I cannot take care of him. And he grew up, and he don't know how to do anything. But you put it to work, and show how to live. That's what this cousin, these people do. So, that was my father aunt, because her husband died, you know.
Can you tell us something about your childhood? what it was like when you were a little girl, you know, what was the town like? Where were you living, you know?
Oh, well, I raised with them. Well, you see, my mother died when I was 1 year old, and then my father just lived here in Texas, you see. And then when my mother died, there was nobody, just people around, you know, like they have lots of people, rich people needed, they have these houses and have lots of, the working fields.
This is here in Beville?
In Beville, but in well, about a long time ago.
Yes.
And you know, and they have this rich man that built some houses. And these people just bring people to work. Then have this, all these people has his homes, all this in a big neighborhood. And they treat like a own family. Well, my mother died and my aunt, that was my father's relatives. He said, the ones that told my husband to come to Beaver, to come to work here in Texas. And he says, well, my father said, well, it was when this lady said, they called brother, I know this little girl, it's a baby, I was 1 year old. He said, you cannot do anything unless you want to find someone to come and take care of the house. But I can take care of this girl until you find someone. So he said, no, I'm going to stay here with you all, and I want you to take care of my little girl. And I had my brother. My brother was 3 years old. And I was 1 year. Then I stayed there and raised me. And there was a pretty chilling family. I born Catholic, but there was not raised in Presbyterian ways. So I stayed with them until I was about 13, 14 years old. And I said to my aunt one time, I want to be baptized in the Presbyterian church. She said, well, we have to ask your father because we just keep you here until he finds someone, and we want to find one to come stay. When I keep you here until he wants to. So you got to talk to your father. And then I talk to my father, and my father, when he comes, they have a real house, but they have, for him and my brother never wants to stay with nobody, just with my father. Then, come that night, every other night he comes to see me, and I said, what I want? He said, well, is that what my little girl wanted? I was 10 years old then. And he said, yes. All right. Someday, it's going to be the preacher here. And I talked to him. I said, you too, Papa. Papa, I said, Papa. And just, I talked to me, he wanted, and said, and me and my little brother too. And my brother was outside, he came and talked to me. You, Papa, you too? Yes. Well, we're going to be pretty good on Sunday. So there was that Saturday night, and my father just stays. But he got early this morning to see about this cattle they have up to 3 in the morning. And then he stays there, and then, well, I was baptizing my father and my brother. And then I used to work, they have some swings. And we used to be in there, they have some big trees around the house. And we swinging in the swings, and this was the swings in this naked in the ranch, and well, we have those. We play under those trees and they shade, so nice, but it's so nice to stay there in the shade. And then we lived in the houses, and then with my aunt, I helped to clean the house, to make something for dinner, and all that kind of. He teach me how to do everything. Except we never work in fields with the men. Because they say this, they have a bunch of men, you know, this rich man has men, and this other man stick here, and that's some people.
Who is this rich man that you're talking about? Do you remember his name?
Yeah, I remember the one was Mr. Tom Weber was one of them. That was my father. I used to work for years and years. And before the time, they worked with stone. Burke or some, John Burke, I guess. Edward. They have Ed, John. That was the people who has this ranch over there. They just go every other day with those big horses, just looking at the people working. And of course, my uncle, the one that's taking care of these people, it was there all the time. And I had a little, my father has a, this is my grandmother, my mother-in-law's father. You know, this is old lady, came to be with you. And then, you know, this is, it used to, she got married one of those people, those men that was taking care of this work people in their ranch.
Kind of foreman, so.
Yes. This man, this lady, my father, my grandfather, they used to suffer, I don't know, kidney trouble or something. And then my grandmother used to run horses. She just driving horses and go take care of this man. See, my grandfather can go, and he go. Had a pistol in there.
Carried a pistol?
Yes. He was just going and see the people was going all right. And they had a buggy too. They're not driving, they had a buggy.
Uh-huh.
But they had a pistol, all that. And this, my grandmother, and when I was, one time I was talking to my father, Papa, I want you to buy me a pistol. Why? You want to do that to grandma? Yes, I like to. And maybe if they give me this pistol, I could do like my mother. I never got scared in my life. And I never was afraid to say something about they're going to come and take you. No, I never was afraid of anything. And he said, I bet you do that. Hijita, they called me. Hijita. He said, daughter. I bet you do that. Hijita. Yes. And he had his pistol on. One time he said, this man. And she got married, another man. Because she was a widow. And that's my mother. Mother. And she's taking care of this man over there and going to the fields, and just looking around and see this man and need some water and need something. And just, and they take big baskets full of food and get angry, just take some of them and bring them out.
What kind of fields were they? What were they growing?
They just cotton and cotton most, I think, cotton and corn and cane. Or they just packed all this, all that candy, just come and packed it somewhere to make it molasses. They have this,
yeah.
This machine there to clean this canes, and they just have this machine to make the molasses there. They have a place, big place.
Where is this then? Where is this?
This was behind this, over on this other side. I don't know how. But this is the Wilder's Ranch, the Burke's Ranch, it's another place. They had another two rich men. They was in, I think in a field somewhere, but I don't remember those men, because these men, I know these men because they come once in a while to run at this, and horse, and you know, and horses are coming around,
right.
looking the places and look, see they have clean and everything, you know.
Yes.
That's when I was a little bit, I was watching, see, I didn't know much about it, but they just come, this is the rich people, you know, on the ranch, and come and see the people.
So they made the molasses then, right in this area?
Yes, somewhere, I don't remember, but I was a little girl, and I remember. And the molasses, it tastes so good, and they said, my father said, They just have some those big cans. He said, my aunt said, bring a little cans, don't bring so big cans because there's so many. Listen, not talking too much. And they just make that molasses. And then they have this other machine there They make this pad for the care room for the horses, you know. They've got this cane and make a, they just pat them and put it in the sailors, I don't know, silos, what do you call that?
Silos.
Well,
yes.
They just put all that in the silos. And this is for the winter, you know, when these people don't have any work to do, just go take some of that food for this cabin and the horses. They have them over there. Long, they have a beef. One time I just went in one of those. And I just was so afraid to come down. Because we was playing a bunch of girls and boys, you know, from the ranch. All was fun when I was a little girl.
About how many people lived in Beaverville back then, at that time?
Well, I just really don't know. I was so dumb, I didn't know much, put much attention, you know, like that. But I think it was, this time was all this place right there, it was, I think, like two or three stories, just all. And didn't have much people. And on the other side, they had some Mexican restaurants. The people that come for the same reason they come to from Mexico, is to take some something and then stop here and eat here, and then have to, sometimes they have the people sleeping in those rooms. That was a long time ago.
So, Beaverville used to be a stopping place for
yes.
up to
yes, it's
San Antonio.
Yes, so. A stopping place, because this is the only town I remember that we see in that time. I don't know, maybe, but I don't think it was another one because I never heard about it. But this is the town where the people stop and stay. And in the morning, you stop. My husband, uncle, you know, they have a little restaurant on the side of this railroad track, and these people come to take the summer, because that was time when this cotton was in action, there's lots of cotton. Well, they just bring this cotton belt thing to the heavy gene right over there.
What year is this now that you're talking about? What time?
I guess I was about 15 years old.
Okay, yeah. And there was a lot of cotton.
Oh yes, people taking cotton just come from other places to in the stable and the restaurants. And they just in the mornings I remember that my husband and uncle got up so early and they feed all those people before they go to the jeans to get this cotton. There's so many, you know, just line up there with those wagons and line up from I don't know how long this tail was from this cotton, and just they still got a little gene over there on the side of, and they have a lot of people there.
One by the church?
Yes, this one on this side, you know.
The blue factory?
Yes, that's one. And there was another one right on this side, it was turned all around the pieces because these people got the place, but all the place, they just want to build some. I think houses for rent or something. But there's lots of cotton, lots of people. In this town, there's lots of people coming out of town.
Lots of travelers.
Travelers, and here's where they stop, stay one night. And I remember they have a train. They go on the train.
Where did the train go to? San Antonio?
Where would you go? Just go to San Antonio, different places. Just go to San Antonio and come back, I think, to Corpus. And I remember that I have a cousin, and my aunt, they just leave her, and his daughter leave her, and Skidmore. It's a little town. You just to have that. Just building that little town because there was lots of cotton there, you know. They have to have houses and everything.
Did they, when you said that your father used to bring cattle up from Mexico,
Did people that were bringing cattle to Mexico, did they stop here also in Viva? Did they stop and leave the cattle outside of town?
Yes, they have a place where they stop. I think they leave it on the side of town. But they almost stay just for one night if it's too dark. It just depends on what time they got out from Mexico. But they always have this wagon to people just taking care of this cattle man. And this man was... Sometimes they have two or three men making some food for these people. There's so many.
How many men were there on one of these cattle drives?
Oh, well, there was sometimes it depends how many cattle they bring, but all the time they have about 5 or 6 men, or sometimes 4. But they just, that's a man's commentator, this man coming this wagon. Old man.
Yes.
They made some good cornbread, one of my father's sins.
Did your father ever mention that he had any bad experiences or anything, or any adventures or anything on making these early cattle drives?
No, he comes because he said he quit this business in this tobacco fields, and he said, I have to look for a job, whatever it was, cause I have to do some living, and then over here what there was the American money. So he said he decided to stay here a bit better than over there, because it was easy to live here, but live over there is hard, because it was different, you know, Mexico. But now it's just almost to Texas. But said they have this money. I told Betty I like this place, and I could live here, but the kind of the money, I don't know.
In Mexico at that time, there was a lot of bandits and times were hard.
Some places, my father said, they had to be very careful what kind of people you go with. You don't know when these people, but you have to be very careful. That's what he wants to come. And then when these bandits just stopped, they just started over there, they just said, I want to come back to Texas and stay, because I don't want to just turn one corner and get killed.
Do you know, do you remember any of the names of these bandits?
Oh, no. Well, one time, they had one, they called Pancho Villa. My father just talked about this Pancho Villa. But he said it's still this rich people in Mexico. And give all this money to the poor people. That's what it says. And I said, for sure, give the money to the poor people. Because the poor people, they're living over there, the poor people, it's just hard. Because people, it's poor, and the rich over there is rich. And they don't want to have this, rich people, they don't want to help these poor people. But they put them to work, slaves. And that was that time, and I don't know, but now I just been in Mexico 3 times, and it was different. Like the people, it was friendly and well-educated people.
So, your father, and did you say that many of your father's friends, and well, they thought well of Pancho Villa. They didn't think that he was a bad man or anything.
No, my father used to say that Mr. Pancho Villa and my husband's father say too that Pancho Villa was not a bad man with the poor. They taken this rich people some money because they didn't want to give money for the poor people. They have this poor people, slaves, and just no clothes, no money, no nothing. And he said this start to be a bandit and rob these big people and take the money away and they give it to the poor people. That's what they say, but I don't know much about that because I was a little girl, I don't remember. Before that time, you know, the people, It's just little girls, little children, didn't talk with the families together. The oldest people talking something and just whisper something. They didn't talk so youngest people know what it was all about. You didn't know anything when I was little, because everything is secret, you know?
Yes.
And that's why the people raised in that time. And, well, and I didn't know much about, because I didn't know about Pancho Villa until I was... So long.
Yes, thank you very much.